Chapter 3. I lost some more time in and about the adobe city of Saltillo looking for the Buena Vista battlefield. I couldn't find it. Bender's maps were useless, and the Mexicans pretended they had never heard of Zachary Taylor and Archibald Yale. At the height of the battle, when it might have gone either way, the cool Taylor turned to his artillery officer and said, "A little more grape, Captain Bragg." Remarks like that were embedded in my head and took up precious space that should have been occupied with other things, but wasn't. I gave up the search and pressed on south atop a desolate plateau. It was cool up there, and the landscape was not like the friendly earth I knew. This was the cool, dry place that we hear so much about, the place where we are supposed to store things. The car ran well, and I glowed in the joy of solitary flight. It was almost a blessed state. Was I now a ramblin' man like in the country songs? Sorry, lady, but I got to be ramblin' on. Or was this just a trip? Whenever I saw a person or a domestic animal, I would shout some greeting or perhaps a question. How do you like living here in Mexico? Just the first thing that came into my head. I stopped for the night at a camper park in Matehuala. A young Canadian couple in a van shared their supper with me. I slept in the car again, although I didn't much like it, being exposed that way to people walking by and peering in the windows, watching me sleep. It was like lying supine on the beach with your eyes closed and fearing that some terrible person in heavy shoes will come along and be seized by an impulse to stomp on your vulnerable belly. I rose early and shaved with cold water in the wash house. The Canadians were up too, and they gave me a slice of pound cake and a cup of coffee. I was in San Miguel de Allende by noon. The Hotel Mogador was only a block or so from the main square, or Jardín as they called it.